We can't wait for Seth Grossman on his take on this. Seth Grossman, who was in this position of sorts a couple of years ago, and he got his, didn't he? Seth Grossman, Liberty and Prosperity. He's on the line. Seth, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. There's plenty to talk about, and a lot of it besides talking about Trump. But first, I want to be fair that I'd say 80% of the Liberty and Prosperity members support Trump. I'm with about 20% that support DeSantis. Of course, we're a non-political group. We have these discussions. But I thought that was always interesting on Thursday when Harry Hurley, who also supports Trump, agreed with what a lot of us on the DeSantis side agree with, and that all this problem, the legal problems with Trump, all go back to 6 months after he was in office. When during his first 6 months, he had the FBI had been weaponized to cover up all these bad things that Hillary Clinton had done and to promote false charges about Trump. And that was the FBI, led by Jim Comey. And, of course, Trump dithered for about 6 months while Comey and the FBI were doing all this damage to him. But finally, he decides to fire Jim Comey and replace him with somebody else. And this was Trump's opportunity to pick somebody who he trusted, who would do the right thing, who would clean up the FBI, punish the people who had pushed the false narrative, and really protect Trump, protect America, and clean up all the bad stuff that Hillary Clinton and the Democrats had been doing. And Trump had that opportunity. So he had to pick somebody new for the FBI. So who does Trump turn to for advice? He turns to Chris Christie for advice, and Chris Christie recommends that Trump appoint Chris Wray to run the FBI. And of course, Chris Wray was from the same swamp as Comey and continued to weaponize the FBI against Trump and undermined everything Trump did and covered up what the Democrats were doing. So that was a key point. So, of course, those who support Trump say, Trump had to deal with all these deep state backstabbers like Chris Christie, who gave him bad advice, and he hired bad people, and those bad people undermined Trump. And then, of course, you have the DeSantis people saying, well, Trump should have known better. Why would he reach out to someone like Chris Christie? Why would he reach out to the swamp? So that's what the disagreement is. And, of course, there's plenty of time for that all this to play out. But I just wanted to mention it.
What do you think is going to happen?
Well, I mean, a whole lot of stuff, and I really don't want to guess about what's going to happen. And, of course, that's what we talk about at Liberty and Prosperity. We're going to be every Saturday morning, 9:30 to 10:30. We meet at Sal's Brick Oven Pizza in Summers Point to talk about that. But meanwhile, there's a lot of other stuff going on. For example, Saturday, of course, if you're hearing this on Sunday, you missed it, but the Protect Our Shore group is having a fundraiser in Ocean City at the American Legion Post, the one that's on 45th Street and West Avenue in Summers Point. It's $25, and they're fighting a legal challenge to the wind turbines. That's a very important event. And it's important for Liberty and Prosperity to work with all these groups, Democrats and Republicans, to stop that disaster, because it's not too late to stop it. And by the way, the proof that it's not too late to stop the wind turbines is the Atlanta County Democrats. And all this is posted on our website, by the way, libertyandprosperity.com. And I urge everybody to not only read our stuff on the website, but also, if you agree with it, to click the Facebook icon, to share it on Facebook, share it on Twitter, hit the Twitter icon, even if you don't have Twitter, so you could copy and paste the link and share this stuff in your emails. Because there's a lot of information out there that people are not going to see in the media. But anyway, the Democrats in Atlanta County sent to every single Democrat got this 7-page email of, quote, talking points about offshore wind. and it just tells one lie after another. And all this, again, is posted on our Liberty and Prosperity site. But I just want to give a couple of points. The Atlanta County Democrats said, well, we need the wind turbines because the UN Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change says that the climate crisis demands immediate action to stop using fossil fuels and to develop renewable energy. That's what the Democrats are saying. But the truth is that UN panel is controlled by the communist regime in China that wants to dominate the world by destroying the economies of every free competing country. And communist China, which controls that UN panel, is now building nearly two new coal-fired power plants every week. And if you really think that fossil fuels like coal or oil or gas are a problem, the best option is not wind or solar, which is unreliable, but nuclear energy, like what we have at the Salem power plant. The second thing in this, and I'm not going to go through the whole seven-page email, but I just want to hit a couple of high points. The Atlanta County Democrats told all their followers, quote, to save the planet from catastrophic weather extremes, countries must stop using fossil fuels. And the truth is there's no evidence whatsoever that we're having more catastrophic weather during the past 100 years than we did before. Far fewer people are dying from natural disasters. And yes, there's more property damage from hurricanes. Why? Because people are building more expensive homes right next to the water. But every single bad fire, flood, tornado, the Democrats and the media are saying, oh, yeah, that's climate change. Even the forest fires in Canada, which is something else. And the Democrats are saying that, that Biden's $7.5 billion infrastructure bill says we're going to have 500,000 electric charging stations. The truth is Democrats want Americans to be totally dependent on electricity because electricity can be closely monitored, controlled, and shut off by the government at any time for any reason. The Democrats say offshore wind is reliable. All you have to do is look any of the posts. I've repeated this many times. No, wind energy is as fickle as the wind. And Germany is just finding that out. For years, Germany used cheap natural gas from Russia to compensate for how awful and unreliable the wind energy was. And now that Russia cut off that natural gas, the Germans froze last winter, and they had to chop down trees to burn wood to keep warm. So that's what you're looking for in America. The other thing, and I don't want to bore you with the physics, but whenever they say, oh, the wind turbines can power 2,000 homes, like they say for the five Atlantic City wind turbines, yeah, it only powers 2,000 homes if the wind is blowing at 26 miles an hour, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 52 weeks a year. The minute that the wind speed drops by half, it's an exponential change, which means you only have 12% of the power that you had before. But the Democrats ignore the science. And, of course, the biggest lie that the Democrats are saying is, the wind turbines and the sonar test have nothing to do with killing whales. Well, do we ever have whales die like this and porpoises die like this before? Of course not.
No.
And this is just the sonar testing. And if they stick 300 wind turbines right in the path, the migration path of the right whales, they're going to kill more whales and make the species extinct. So the Democrats are completely lying. They're sending this out to every person on their Democrat Party mailing list. And I think that's a good thing because it means that Democrats as well as Republicans have been calling their legislators to put an end to this wind energy disaster. And they're feeling the heat and they're pushing back. And we just have to push back against their pushback. And I think we're making a lot of progress.
What else is going on today?
All right. Well, some of the other posts that we have, the quote, unprecedented fire season in Canada. Of course, President Biden and Governor Murphy said, see, that's proof of climate change. But there's some other stuff going on. Is it a coincidence that that Chinese spy balloon just happened to go over all the areas of Canada where you're having the fires? Now, Of course, that's just speculation, but there's more evidence to support massive arson and organized arson by a whole lot of people who have a motive to start these fires than anything else. All we know is it's unprecedented that you've had dry spells in Canada before. In fact, they called this the fire season, but you never had fires like what you had this time. Something else is obviously going on. So we have a post like that in our Liberty and Prosperity website. A second thing that we have is the disturbing Matt Walsh Twitter, What is a Woman? Not only is there a great documentary film about the just how disgusting and evil this whole money-making racket is, to do these irreparable sex change operations, you know, where you cut off people's breasts, you cut off women's breasts, you cut off men's testicles, irreversible surgery under the flimsiest of pretenses, where there's not even real medical examination. They're doing these making decisions to have insurance pay for these horrible operations just based on one video session, where doctors are coached to lie and just ask the patients to fill in the blanks of these forms. So if you haven't seen that yet, go to our libertyandprosperity.com site and see what we're talking about. The second thing there's that we have posted is we talked last week about how the CEO of the Hard Rock Casino went on this whole rant at a community meeting on May 25th, where he said that the Hard Rock is totally committed to replacing all of their management of white males with women, people of color, people of other minorities, that's the top priority. So what's happened to the Hard Rock Casino is exactly what happened with Target, with Bud Light, with Bank of America, and these others. So what is driving all this? And it's really what's called, corporate equality points, ESG points, where you have these corporations like BlackRock, Wall Street, government regulators are basically forcing every corporation to adopt this woke agenda that is pushing down the stock, pushing down profits, hurting employees, hurting customers, giving us shoddier service, and why. We explain why in our web article, and I recommend that everybody go there because that's really a fundamental issue that needs to be talked about. And I'm just trying to think of some other topics. I think I've said enough.
Wait a minute. You're early. I gotta ask you a question, though. This thing with Hard Rock about diversity, didn't they say this with all of their important people in positions of power? They're all white and they're male? Isn't that the truth?
Right. I forget the executive's name, Jim Allen.
Yeah.
Jim Allen. Right. So he opens the speech, and it was interesting because it was a community meeting, but there was no media there. So that meeting did not get any attention. And basically Jim Allen said, here we are, we're on the anniversary of the death of George Floyd, and that was such a horrible thing, it transformed me completely. And he said, and when that incident happened, I looked around at the Hard Rock board and saw that it's 12 white guys running the corporation. And we are not qualified, he said, because we just don't get it. So we made a change, and we got rid of, I think he said they got rid of 5 white guys and replaced them with people of color and women and other minorities. So what he didn't say is, it's not 5 white guys. You have 5 people who dedicated their lives to building a career. So he didn't say the 5 white guys were not good managers, that they weren't good to employees, that they weren't good for the company, that they worked hard, that they were talented, they were prepared. It's like their qualifications, their talent, their achievements don't matter.
That's right.
The only thing that matters is their race and their gender. And because of this, they're gone and we have new people. And he didn't name. So when he did this, he didn't name who he let go, who he hired. Oh, he said, oh, yeah, one guy. We still have an extra white guy here, but don't worry. He's retiring soon. I mean, talk about dehumanize people.
Yeah.
And of course, why are they doing that? Now, I'm skeptical as to whether Jim Allen really had that life-changing experience, because if you look up on Wikipedia, you see that that the Hard Rock, I think, was one of the few major corporations that kept doing business in Russia after the invasion of Ukraine. And so Hard Rock was criticized for that by BlackRock and Wall Street and all the government people. So I think it's very, very possible that BlackRock said, oh, okay, we got to find out how to be on the good side of these people. And then they are promoting this woke agenda. But if you go back and think about it, I think it started with the Dixie Chicks. When suddenly you see all these performers, all these corporations, all these businesses, all these celebrities suddenly say all this woke stuff that often destroys their careers or destroys their business because they're insulting they're firing their best employees, they're not promoting their best employees, they're discouraging them. People are not really putting their best into it. They're driving away their customers. They're driving down the share price. Why are they doing that? And again, look at that that website we have where we explain that. There's a podcast in great detail. But part of it isn't just because of the threats of people like BlackRock. You find out that BlackRock owns 20% of the stock of almost every major corporation. And they're going to these corporate meetings and they're saying, well, we're going to fire all you corporate executives if you don't go ahead with this global woke agenda. They call it ESG, you know, environment, social justice and governance or something. So this is far more widespread, far more evil than I thought it was. But if we use the boycotts, and by the way, they recommend three ways of dealing with this. First of all, to do the boycotts, and the Bud Light and Target boycotts have been very successful.
Yes.
Completely drove down the price of the stock. And now that opens up those executives to shareholder class action lawsuits. Elon Musk pointed that out. So these executives who go along with the woke agenda are actually committing a crime of embezzlement, a crime of theft by deception. They're taking investor money for one purpose, and they're destroying the investment of the people who trusted them. So that's one way of doing it. A second thing, I was pleasantly surprised. I'm an owner of Exxon stock, and they had all these woke agenda items at their annual meeting. And I said, oh, gee, this is going to kill my stock. I'm going to vote no against it. But who am I to vote against BlackRock because they got a lot more shares than I do? Well, they got the results of that shareholder meeting, and all the woke agenda items were voted down.
Good.
So that's a second way to do it.
Good.
But the third way to do it is we've got to replace President Biden with a Republican president who is actually going to turn the Securities and Exchange Commission, the racketeering laws. All this is in violation of antitrust law, of racketeering law. It's downright extortion. So even though it's good to have boycotts, even it's good to act as shareholders, even lawsuits are good. But the end result is we need the government to enforce racketeering laws, because really this is no different than the mafia selling protection.
Yes.
You know, the mafia would say, we think you need protection or something bad might happen to your business. That's exactly what BlackRock and those other Wall Street firms are doing to these corporations. Now, see, I used up enough time now, right?
Now you're late again. Now we feel
now
good.
I'm late for my meeting, libertyandprosperity.com, and have a great week.
You too. Seth Grossman, libertyandprosperity.com is the website.